When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What a ride for these Tigers, these gritty Detroit Tigers.
It's been so much fun. What a roller coaster. And you could feel all of it in that past 90 seconds love the addition of the AJ Hinch. You're doing a good job. And then all of a sudden it flips. And whether it's the Little League World Series, it's the Trace Sweeney catch where he collides with Riley Green. There's so many moments along the way that looking back on it, you could say, oh, I remember that, and that's when it happened. When the Trey Sweeney catch happened, that's when I became a believer. I'm like, okay, there's just something magical that's happening you can't deny it.
This is special. In the last 50 years, the Tigers had only made the playoffs 7 times. This run to the playoffs, easily the most memorable for me, the most improbable. Can't even debate it. This team wasn't supposed to be here. But they didn't pack it in. And they did it down the stretch with pitching, with bullpen management, with a young group of hitters that are starting to come into their own right now. John, I loved seeing the joy, the happiness in the city on Friday night, bar hopping after the game and just seeing everybody wearing Tiger stuff, everybody buzzing, everybody in a good mood. And it's been a long time coming. A decade's a long time. 10 years is a long time to go without playoff baseball.
50 years is a long time to go with only, 7 trips?
Yeah, now 8. John, I just feel like October baseball is some of the best. The tension, the sitting on your edge of your seat for every single pitch. I missed it. People missed it. And it's coming back on Tuesday. Tarek Skubal will take the ball against the Houston Astros.
What a great time to be a Detroit sports fan with the Lions, the hope and expectation of the Wings, and now what the Tigers have done. It just feels like, you know, the teams are on the ascent. The excitement is definitely at a fever pitch right now. And who says just because it's Houston or it was Baltimore that they can't keep this magical run going? I mean, it's just this to me is. It's unbelievable that we're even here, so why the hell not?
That's the best part. It's not over.
Right.
The regular season's over, but the season is just getting started. The postseason begins on Tuesday. 248-539-9797, the emotions of Friday, and then we will look ahead to Tuesday. But the emotions of Friday, to see Tarek Skubal say after the game, oh, I'm going to be the guy that gets the drunkest. I don't have to pitch tomorrow. Yeah. And just Jake Rogers, it was not a surprise that he was out of the lineup on Saturday. The guy was having himself a blast. To see the team cut loose and finally celebrate, because everything had been one day at a time, can't look ahead, one day at a time. And they finally got to just exhale for a second and relish in their accomplishment. It's Riley Green finding Chris Illich, walking him out. And said he always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Surprisingly jacked Chris Illich celebrating with the team afterwards. Like, everybody's in there. It's AJ Hinch giving Jason Benetti a big hug. And AJ telling the team, I asked you what kind of team you wanted to be, and then he's getting ready to uncork the champagne. I guess you wanted to be a playoff team. The emotions of Friday night will be with you forever, and it's not over.
So you were downtown. When did you leave the Wings game?
So we left before the third period of the game because just a sense of the moment. Hey, it's countdown is on. I think it was like nine outs to go until the Tigers were going to clinch. I said, I don't want to be, as much as they were showing the highlights, I want to be closer to the ballpark. So, you know, we make our way over and got to take it in. You know, you're peering through the fence, but really
just hearing
the crowd lose their minds with each out, including that last out where the Tigers, you know, they pop a few fireworks and everybody's celebrating. Everybody's pouring out of the stadium, the ballpark, with a smile on their face. And it's just, it's been a minute, and it's meant more because we've had to wait so long, and you could tell people were feeling it.
And this is kind of one of those where were you moments. And that you can remember, and everybody's going to say, well, you know, just making the postseason, why would that be a where were you moment? Well, it's the improbable run. It's the decade of not being in the postseason. All of those things combined to, you know, Jack and I were watching it at home, and all of a sudden, it's nine outs. It's six outs left. It's three outts. And then it happens. There were so many people, and I've talked to a lot of people over the weekend, that just simply at home stood up and started cheering. And you remember who you were watching that game with, like you, at the Wings preseason game. You come out early because you just want to be there and see the crowd exit the ballpark. You heard the cheer of the final out. And then watching it on TV, I thought it was awesome. The way that Bally's did it, you had somebody on the field with a mic in hand, and it was like a free-flow conversation. Every single player was coming by, and who does this mean? What does this mean to you? What does it mean to your family? What does it mean to the fans, the city? It just was, I thought, one, well done, but it was so exciting to see genuine excitement in the moment. It was very authentic.
It was palpable. I mean, everybody was feeling it. Everybody was having a good time. Jason Panetti, the beer is cold. We learned that beer is cold. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter sends in, they played like they were drunk and hungover the last two games. So why don't we address that? Because I knew we were going to get these ticket texts today, that people are losing some faith because the Tigers lost back-to-back games to wrap up the regular season. Saturday was, I think, a huge part of the fact that they were hungover. They partied into the night on Friday.
Yes. I'm just glad they were able to field a team.
Sunday, they threw Ken Maeda out there. Mm-hmm. They were trying to set their pitching staff for the playoffs. Sunday was not a day they put out their best effort. I don't know that that's a problem. Maeda's not going to throw in this playoff series, right? Be a surprise if he makes the playoff roster. They set up Tarek Skubal to throw game one. And that's what's most important. Game one is going to dictate these series. Always does. 2022, 2023, the team that won game one won the series. It's a best of three.
And you're sending the best guy to the mound.
And you got your whole pitching staff ready to pitch behind him if necessary. They set themselves up for game one. Tarek Skubal, best pitcher on the planet. You know game one's critical. They set themselves up for that. I'm not worried about losing on Saturday or losing on Sunday. Are you?
No. Like you said, Saturday they were hungover. Sunday they were just simply throwing arms that they don't want to have to use in the series. They don't want to have. They're not even going to be in the roster. So you throw them out there, you get through the game, and now if they hadn't hit the grand slam, that still seemed like one of those magical moments for Kerry Carpenter.
Sure. You guys want to talk Tigers? 248-539-9797. We're going to get into Houston, the series, the matchup, some thoughts we have as the Tigers get ready for playoff baseball. Melanie in Southfield. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Heather.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So here's how I'm looking at the first series. We cannot hit Corbin Burnes, right? So we would have been putting Skubal up against this guy who we had, not to throw stats out there because, you know, that's what you guys do, but five hits, no runs in 14 innings. The last two times we faced that guy. I just don't see that there was any way we were going to win that game. So I would much rather face Valdez. I think that they have to win game one if they're going to win the series. So, you know, I felt the whole time like, please God, we cannot go up against the Orioles. We're going to lose game one. You know, that Skubal start's going to be a waste. You know, I just feel much better about going to Houston. So, that's just my opinion.
Melody, now, okay, the recency bias, I think, is playing a little bit of a role in here because those last two games were within the last 2-3 weeks. Jim, right. you've got the stats against Valdez.
Well, so Valdez actually has the same numbers that Burns does for the season. They're both elite pitchers. And, and Valdez is a lefty, Melanie, and the Tigers struggle against lefties. It takes Kerry Carpenter out of the lineup at least for the first 5 or 6 innings. I would rather have Carpenter in there, and I'd rather face an Orioles team who they beat in those series. Again, it's about winning not just one game, but the series. Melanie, for the record, I do think they're winning game one with Skubal against anybody. That's part of having Skubal.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I get all that, but I know it was a different team in May when we saw Valdez, but they did get 2 runs out of his start. So it was a loss, but they at least scored 2 runs. I mean, they cannot hit Corbin Burns. They literally, it's just, you know, it's like they're going into that, and I thought it was going to be a loss. Skubal or no, you know, it didn't matter. It's a loss to me, in my opinion.
Corbin
That's
Burns,
my opinion.
He haunts your nightmares, it sounds like. Well, they don't have to face him, Melanie, so we can all just move on from there. And I actually did want to bring up what you brought up, which is that start. They had faced Framber Valdez one time this season, and they are a very different team. John, the lineup that day, back on May 10th, featured Mark Canna in the 3-hole as your DH. Javi Baez played shortstop that day. He was 0-for-4. And Ryan Vallade was in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
It's a very different Tigers baseball team. Andy Ibañez led off. I would expect him to do that on Tuesday. And Matt Vierling drove in a couple runs. He would be a critical bat for them. He has postseason experience.
The thing about whether it didn't matter because we're playing Houston. The thing about Baltimore, it's not Burns. I think the big thing is since the Tigers played them, they got 4 bats back in the lineup. They are as healthy as they've been, and I'm more. And it's not about a Skubal start. It's about the other two games. I would be more concerned about facing their offense than I am about facing Burns.
Yeah, but I'd also point out, like, okay, we put the emphasis on game one, and game one's super important. The Astros hit lefties well. Now, Skubal's a different kind of lefty, but whether it's Alvarez or Altuve, those are elite batters against lefties. Tucker, Diaz, Pena, their shortstop, they're all very good against lefties. And the Tigers' number one reliever, Tyler Holton, is a lefty. So it kind of neutralizes some of the pitching edge that the Tigers have that Houston hits left-handed pitching as well as they do. And we know, hey, you want Kerry Carpenter late in the game. Well, AJ has shown he's not going to use him against lefties. So Hader, one of the better relievers in baseball, is a lefty for Houston. I just, matchup-wise, which is the way the Tigers have built this, is lefties and righties and platoons. I think Houston presents more challenges for the chess match. I think there's less answers for AJ Hinch, and the margins are even slimmer. That doesn't mean you can't get it done. They don't care what the percentages of the margins are. Yeah, that's the thing. This team's done.
Yeah, they don't care about the numbers. They don't care about what logic says, what analytics say. They just care about the fact that in the last 2 months, there's no team that's been playing better, more opportunistic baseball than the Tigers.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.